This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Chris Mueller, attorney at law, address on file of Isaacs and Isaacs. Dear Mr. Mueller, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jamie Breeding, please note the following medical letter, period. Jamie is J-A-M-I-E, last name is B-R-E-E-D-I-N-G, period. On April 11th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 50-year-old female, weight 279 pounds, height 5'3" tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 28th of 2021, period. The patient was the driver with her seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. Another vehicle going the opposite direction hit the patient's vehicle in the front, period. The patient was driving a 2008 Kia SUV, period. The vehicle was totaled and non-drivable, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient hit her left knee on the dash, period. She hit her head on the side window with a knot on her head and possibly blacked out with some loss of memory, period. The next day she had pain in her head, comma, neck, comma, thoracic area, comma. Pain in the mid part of her back, period. Left collarbone, comma, and left elbow, period. Despite treatment present day, she is having post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms with panic attacks, period. The attacks have improved, but she does get tense and nervous when she drives near curves, period. She is tense when other cars drive close to her, period. This occurs approximately 2 to 3 times per week, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that that day ambulance took her to a hospital in Jasper, at Jasper Memorial, period. They did x-rays and CAT scans, and she was placed on medicines, period. A couple of days later, she saw her family doctor, Dr. Schaefer, S-H-A-F-E-R, which was a nurse practitioner. That was on or about February 1st of 2021, period. She was placed on medications for headaches and discussed chiropractic treatment at Hawkins Chiropractic Center, period. That's H-A-W-K-I-N-S. She was seen approximately 12 to 14 times with physical therapy for her upper back, and she did talk to a therapist for post-traumatic stress disorder at least one time, and treatment options were discussed, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living include the following, period. Initially, it impacted her driving, period. She is more prone to road rage and less tolerant of other drivers, period. New paragraph, medications include an antidepressant, comma, diabetes medicine, comma, as needed muscle relaxer, comma, tramadol as needed, comma, allergy medicine, comma, anxiety medicine, comma, and thyroid medicine, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals hypothyroidism, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, diabetes, comma, allergies, comma, TIAs, comma, and obesity, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy, comma, tubal ligation, comma, wrist surgery, comma, appendectomy, comma, kidney stones, comma, and tonsils, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never had any post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms in the past period. She was diagnosed with this for the first time after this injury period. She did have anxiety and depression in the past period. In 1995, she injured her low back. With some continuing low back pain, period. She was rear-ended in approximately 2018 with no injuries, period. At age 18, she was involved in an automobile accident that was not serious, period. The patient fell working in 2002. However, the injury required wrist surgery and the condition resolved, period. The surgery was for a tendon release, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that she works at a furniture store with no limitation, period. New paragraph, I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. At Hawkins Health Center, that's Hawkins Health Center, note dated March 1st, 2021. She reports a complaint of a headache, comma, neck pain, and lumbar pain that has been present for the past month, period. Assessment of sprain and muscle strain of the lumbar and cervical spine, period. History and physical, mental health visit, December 13th, 2021. This is at Patoka Family Healthcare, P-A-T-O-K-A. History of present illness is 49-year-old female being seen for initial behavioral health assessment. Perception of problem is I had a car accident in January of this year. And I think I am having PTSD from it, period. Patient has a history of anxiety and depression, but feels like she was able to control it pretty well until the accident, period. She describes the accident as a near head-on collision, period. She suffered a concussion, comma, dislocated ribs, comma, bruises per patient report, period. She had some memory of the accident, but memory is minimal, period. She has to drive by the location of the accident every day on her way home from work and has panic attacks, period. Assessment is depression with anxiety, period. History and physical office notes, February 18th, 2021. Reasons for visit is headache, mild post-MVA headache. States she is still having some balance issues, period. Unsure if she lost consciousness during the MVA. She thinks she may have, period. She has been having increased depression and anxiety post-MVA, period. Has panic attacks every time she goes around the curve, period. Radiology reports from the emergency room, cervical CT, no fracture was noted, period. Memorial Hospital of Jasper, emergency room, January 28, 2021. Chief complaint, motor vehicle collision. Injuries are the head, comma, neck, comma, chest, upper and mid-back, period. On physical examination, mild tenderness noted in the lower, comma, left and interior chest, period. X-rays included CT of the abdomen and pelvis, comma, CT of the chest, x-rays of the left knee, comma, CT of the head, comma, CT of the chest, comma, CT of the cervical spine. Period. Clinical impression was minor closed head injury, comma, sprain of the left knee, comma, acute traumatic thoracic back pain, comma, contusion, comma, motor vehicle collision, comma, chest injury, period. Advised follow-up with her doctor, period. CT and x-ray reports were noted as negative for fractures, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and conducting this IME, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 28, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by Dr. Mandel, the patient exhibited mild anxiety as well as apprehension, period. In relationship to abnormalities on examination, besides the above consistent with PTSD, the patient had severe injury to all her nails in both hands due to nail biting because of the severe anxiety, period. Patient's skin was normal, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Examination of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination revealed the abdomen to be soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the extremities revealed crepitance of the left knee. However, there was full range of motion in both knees, period. Examination of the spine revealed full range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes to be normal, symmetrical at 2/4, period. Sensation was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, post-traumatic stress disorder with possible concussion, period. Number two, cervical strain and pain, period. Number three, thoracic strain, comma, sprain, comma, and pain, period. Four, shoulder strain. Number five, left knee strain and sprain, period. Number six, left chest wall injury, period. The above six diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of January 28th of 2021, period. Diagnoses 2 to 6 have greatly improved over time, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, as it relates to the possible concussion and post-traumatic stress disorder, the patient qualifies for a 5% whole body impairment, utilizing table 14-9, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. I feel the patient can benefit by psychological counseling at an additional expense of $3,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation, period. End of dictation. Thank you very much.